Welcome to a message from Oasis Church. For more information about Oasis Church and how you can get connected, please visit myoasischurch.com. Thanks for listening and enjoy the message.
I have a question for you. Are you a rock builder or are you a sand builder? Are you a sand builder or a rock builder? All right, rock. All right. You know, the Bible says storms are coming. Jesus said, yeah, in the world you have tribulation. But we know we're in the last days. And storms will come. I don't want to sound like I'm gloom and doom, but just you can count on it. They will come. But the Bible says we can prepare for these storms.
Right.
We can prepare whatever the world has to throw, whatever the enemy has to throw at us, we could be in a place where we're not even being shaken by it.
Right.
Hallelujah. Why? Why would that be? Because of a strong foundation. Those who are doers, those who apply the Word of God, are building. You may not know it, but every day as you make choices in life, when you apply the Word of God, you make a choice to apply His Word. What you're actually doing is building a secure foundation. For when the time comes, when the enemy strikes, when an adversary comes against you, you only have to be shaken by it. But those founded on the sand, those who build on the sand, the Bible says they're foolish. Because God has given them opportunity to prepare for the end times, to prepare for the troubled times, but yet the Bible says they're foolish. And in the Greek, you look the Greek word up and it says stupid.
All right.
Actually, if you look up the word foolish, it also says, if I'm not mistaken, it says blockhead. Now, isn't that interesting? Now, why would Jesus be so stern? Why would the Father be so stern on that? Because He's given His very word that you don't have to walk down the foolish trail or walk down to be caught off guard is to be foolish, because He's already given us everything we need to live a victorious life. So turn with me to Matthew chapter 7.
All right.
Amen. And this is a story that a parable that we've all heard. We it's one of these things that we've grown up with it. Amen. It's about the two builders. And saints, listen, we're building. We're building. Every day we're building. And we have to make sure we're building a strong foundation. Okay, Matthew 7, hallelujah, verse 21. We'll start with 21. And it says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, see, we're talking about the last days here, in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? And I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness, or you can say wickedness. When I read that scripture, I often, and it's like my mind always goes back to Judas, a man who walked with Jesus for 3.5 years, a man who had the power and the authority under Jesus, but yet he never knew Jesus as Lord. Isn't that tragic? Never knew Him as Lord. Actually, in the Bible, called Him a thief. Imagine that. He was one of the 12, but yet He's going to be in this lot. Jesus, you workers of lawlessness. Hallelujah. And it goes on to say, verse 24, and this is what we want to get to. Therefore, Whoever hears these sayings in mine and does them, I will liken him to be a wise man who built his house on a rock. And the rain descended and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. Now, why was it founded on a rock? Just because he was a doer. He heard the sayings of Jesus and he put them into application. He did them. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a fool or a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rains descended and the floods came. And the winds blew and beat on that house and it fell. And great was the fall. Now you notice these two guys, I mean, if you was to look at them, they look pretty well the same. I mean, they heard the same message. Jesus said, they heard my sayings. In other words, you could say this, they went to the same church, the same faith message. They probably even had the same look-alike house. But there's one word that divides them. There's one word that separates these two guys. Even though they look the same, just like I don't know who, like I look out in tonight's audience, I don't know who's doing the word. I mean, I pretty well disapprove of the choir, okay? But I'm just saying, you really can't see who's doing the word, who's not doing the word. But there is one difference in this parable that we can see that will distinguish the one from the other, and that's the word do. One does the word. It is so simple, but yet it could be lost in the formality of just, you know, well, yeah, I do the word. But here's the thing, and we just read it in verse 23, that word practice. See, when I say when we do the word or do be a doer of the word, I'm talking about practicing. I'm not talking about, yeah, I did that last week. You should have saw me last week. I really did the word. We're talking about getting up, going to bed. Every single day you can say, you know, I'm a doer of the word. I'm following the path that the Lord has laid down for me. A doer of the word. Saints, that's where it all starts. You can say a lot of things, but being a doer of the word, Pastor Mark talked about this last week or recently, about being, that's where it starts. It's so simple. We can miss it. Just doing the little things. Well, I'm looking for the big things. Just do the little things. Jesus talked about the foxes. It's the foxes that destroy the vine. It's the little foxes. So, if we don't get the little things down, how are we going to get the big things down? How are we going to... See, it's all about practice. Why do we practice to get better? We sports and athletic, it's the whole idea of these teams practicing is to do good, to run the plays, to get the plays down, not to mess up. Why? Because you want to win. And we know we're winners. We just want to cross the finish line with a smile on our face. Not defeated. We're doers of the word. See, that's where it starts. You know, you see these big skyscrapers, or any building actually, you can tell how high they're going to go up by how deep they go first. A skyscraper, even your house, is not built on a chicken coop foundation. It's not working. The very first thing when you're selling your house, you know, of course, Pastor Mark knows this. He knows it. The very first thing that the inspector will check, and they will check diligently, is the foundation. They'll check it over. They'll look for cracks. They'll look for, you know, something, you know, it seems to be leaning a little to the left. That's not right. They'll write, you know, write you up for that. Why is that? Because it is what holds the structure up. When we practice putting the Word of God in application in our lives, that is the structure we rest on. It is the building that we're building that's actually resting on that. And I know you could say to Jesus, well, Jesus is the rock. Well, that is true. But I'm just talking about right here in this, in what he's talking about. He's talking about that foundation is being a doer of the Lord Jesus Christ, being a doer of his word, applying his word day in and day out. Hallelujah. I know it's not very deep, but may I tell you, if we don't get the foundation right, if we don't practice it, practice, practice, and practice. Most people don't like to practice. In sports, I did not like it. And at one time, I actually got into lifting weights, big time. I hated every minute of it. Because I knew, and of course, they would drill this into you. You got to get this down daily. You have to practice daily. You got to do it all. You just can't work out the arms. You just can't do the curls or doing the bicep thing. You got to do squats. I hated the squats. Anyone who lifts weights, if you like the squats, something's wrong with you. There's something about doing the squats. It's hard to do, and it's no fun. Because when I would work my biceps, I could see those biceps. I could see them bulge up a little bit. I say a little. But to me, it was encouraging. Yeah, they're working. Now, let's look at this sand builder for a minute. In verse 20, let's see. In verse 25, it says, everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. Now, in the very last part, it says, and the great was its fall. The guy lost it all. We're talking total loss just because he didn't do what Jesus said to do, what the Lord said to do. Now, that kind of tells me something. Now, I'm kind of reading into this. If he had known, he would have had a total loss. Right? Wouldn't he have done what Jesus said? Think about it. Just think about it. This tells me that he was deceived. Because listen, you could convince yourself of a lot of things. Well, you know, Lord, I know you said this, but you know what? I really don't have time for that. And I know, Lord, you're passionate, you're good, and I know your grace abounds. You know my heavy schedule. So I'm just going to let that slide because I don't have time, and you understand. Okay, now that's beginning a slide off a foundation. He could have had a secure foundation, but evidently, I'm just saying, this guy had shifted a little bit, and he said, well, he's starting to reason things out. That's the reason why I don't go into car lots, because I can convince myself I would look good in that Dodge Ram V8 with the Hemi. And you start to picture that. I've seen this one. I don't want to talk about vehicles too much, but this thing had a scoop on the hood. I don't know why you'd need it for a truck, but it sure looked good. It had a Hemi in it, V8. Mark, both Marks, you know. Pastor Mark and... But see, I can convince myself to go buy that. And James said this. I got this written down in it's Amplified Bible. Listen to this. James 1:22, Amplified, it says, "Be doers of the word, obey the message, and not merely listen to it. Betraying yourself into deception by reasoning contrary to the truth." Betraying yourself. You could betray yourself into deception. This guy who chose to build on the sand had confidence in himself. In other words, he got to the point, "Lord, I don't have time to do your thing, but you know, I know you, but you know what? I'm going to do it my way." And he convinces himself. This is what I'm just sort of reading into it, because the guy has total loss. So evidently he's deceived himself from the truth and bought a lie. In other words, instead of having confidence in the Lord, he has confidence in himself. All because of the reasoning. By reasoning. Does that make sense to you? How easy it is to deceive yourself? It is an easy thing to do. "Oh, it wouldn't happen to me." Well, I'm telling you what, if you don't spend a whole lot of time in the Word, that's why James, listen, James said, the verse before that, in verse 21, listen to me, he said, "Receive with meekness the engrafted Word," or the implanted Word of God, "which is able to save your souls." In other words, your mind, will, and emotions, your soul, your reasoning part of you. Your mind has to be renewed daily, or you will be deceived. It's a daily walk. This guy building on the sand is deceived. His house looks the same as the other guy's. Everything looks the same. Everything's going cool. Everything's nice. But a storm's coming. And that storm is going to reveal exactly what you've been doing. It's all going to come to the surface. And now it's too late. The Bible says, "Great was the fall." One translation said, "A total loss." The Bible says, "Let God be true and every man a liar." Whenever you find yourself, I'm just saying, self, talking to you, you're trying to reason things out, you need to talk to yourself. Well, David talked to himself quite a bit, didn't he? You need to talk to yourself. "Hey, self, God says do it this way, but you're trying to tell me I should do it this way. That's when you say, "So, I'm not reasoning. I'm allowing God to be true, and you're a liar. I'm not going down that road." Because if your soul's not renewed, it's flaky. It is flaky, and it'll convince you of things you would never thought you'd do. When you were born again, listen, your mind was the same. You have to do something with the mind. You have to renew it day by day. It's a continual practice. And when we do that, saints, that is building on a solid foundation. We take the time. I don't have time. Make time. No one has time, but you have to make time. If you don't make time, time fly on by. Another day. I can tell when I go 2-3 days and not really getting into the Word. I can tell it. Oh, Pastor Chuck, you go 2-3 days? I can go 2-3 days when I don't really get into the Word like I should. I'm the only one that does that. I can tell. There's an edge on me. Joanne could probably tell. There's an edge. Now, Chuck, you've been in the Word? I've been slacking a little. We could tell. And the thing about the sand and the rock, you can't mix the two. Can't mix it. You only have two choices. People try to mix. To be a doer of the Word, to apply the Word of God, you will have to work. There is work involved. It's come down to that. You got to be a doer of the work, James says. Hebrews talked about laboring to enter in. There's a labor. We would be diligent to enter into the rest. It just doesn't come. I guess what, I mentioned this before, but in Luke chapter 6, the guy dug deep. The doer of the Word, you will have to dig deep. It's not until you hit a couple pebbles. There's no mix here. Well, I won't go all the way down. I'll just do, the way my parents used to. My parents, well, listen, if you're going by tradition, Jesus had a lot to say about traditions too. You don't do it because your parents did it this way. Now, unless they did it the right way, then it'd be a good example for you to follow. But just because your parents did it this way, you better make sure you're doing it Jesus' way. You better make sure you're not following traditions of man. Make sure you're doing it His way. And don't mix. Listen, you cannot put, when God has plan A for you in your life, you cannot take plan B and mix with plan A. The vine cannot be mixed. See, sand, what is sand? Sand is nothing more than human wisdom. Sand is nothing more than a man's point of view. That's all it is. It's shifting. It shifts. It's not stable. And you're trying to take a little sand and something that's in the Word of God and mixing the both together. Well, I'm going to try it this way because my parents did this. No, that's you Bible says you nullify the Word of God. You make it a no effect. You cancel it out. James called it being double-minded. You got a divine revelation from God, but yet on this hand you're trying to work something that's human wisdom. You can't do both of them. They're not mixing. Does that make sense? So it's God's plan all the way. It's a plan. It's the A plan, not the B or C or D. You can't mix it. Amen. Growing up, I watched my mom and dad do a lot of things. And some things were good, and some things not so good. But I can't pattern my life. Hank Williams Jr. had a song called Family Traditions. Well, family tradition gets you in trouble if it's not based on the Word of God. Amen. Yeah. When we built our first house, we had a dozer. We dug out the basement, and then we had the footers to dig. And when I threw that pick in, I knew it was going to be hard, but I had no idea it'd be that hard. I threw that pick in, and that pick hit and bounced right back up. I'm thinking, oh my. And Dad was, when it came to footers, it had to be, I think, if I recall, 8 inches deep or something and 12 inches wide. I don't know if that's right or not. This is 24. I mean, it had to be on it. And I would be digging a place, digging, working. And he would say, that's not deep enough. And I did mention, Dad, wouldn't it be easier to just get a backhoe?
Yes.
Not Dad.
When they got boys.
No. We were there a long time digging the footers. Then he'd run a string down it. And he would check it. Not deep enough here, not deep enough. And it had to be just right. Why? Because it's going to hold up the whole structure. Since when we're applying the Word of God. See, listen. Just because you heard the Word of God once or twice, that's not enough. Or just because you heard the Word and got excited No, it's taking the Word of God, even though it's great to be enthused about it, it's great to run a lap, it's great. Isn't it good to have some enthusiasm? But until you actually apply the Word of God in your life, until you actually apply it, you will not experience what it can do for you. So it's more than just hearing it. It's more than just being excited. It's more than just, you know, it's about taking the Word, whatever it is, whatever area you need the Word for, taking that Word and applying it for your life. And now, once you apply it, you can see the results. They'll start to come into manifestation because the Word always works. There's one thing about, I always liked by Kenneth Hagin. He said, when the gifts aren't flowing, when you know, you always got the Word. And he said, the Word, and I don't know how many times I heard him say this, he said, the Word always work. It always worked for you. And he based his ministry on the Word. And he outlasted most of that group that came out of the 40s and the 50s. Why was that? Because it was word-based, faith-based Word. He was a doer of the Word, practicing the Word, applying the Word on a daily basis. You know, when I was in my younger days, we had this, is a punching bag. You remember those? They probably don't even make them anymore. This punching bag had a weight at the bottom of it. And you would take your fist and hit it. And that bag, I don't know what that bag would fall over but yet it'd come right back up. Because of the weight was heavier than the air on top. So you could kick it, you can hit it, and it always came back up because it was designed to do that. Whenever we apply the Word of God, it is designed to pick you right back up. I don't care how bad the enemy hits you. I don't care what yesterday happened to you, what kind of yesterday might have been a bad yesterday, but a doer of the word will always come right back up because of the foundation under him. Always come right back up. He may take a hit, but he come right back up. It's kind of like the woman with the issue of blood. I mean, listen, she had 12 years. Her yesterday, and I don't know what your yesterday was, but her yesterday was 12 years of sickness. And the Bible says she was broke and getting worse. But she did some interesting steps. Basically, what we're talking about, she heard the sayings of Jesus. But that's not enough. But that is the first step. Being a doer of the word, you got to hear. You got to hear it and keep hearing it. Number two, she started talking. See, listen, you can turn anything around. I don't care what yesterday looked like, but you can turn it around. Just like the woman issue of blood did. She turned it around. She heard the sayings of Jesus. She started to speak what she wanted. And then she walked, or she started to act. In other words, she started to press in, even though it was hard, but she pressed. Well, did it work out for her? It worked. The word works. So it doesn't matter what you're going through. If you apply the word will work. Amen? Well, Pastor Chuck, you don't know what I'm going through. You really don't know, you know, the circumstances, what's going on. But listen. It's like Pastor Mark said, God already knows your need before you ask. He already knows what's going on. All you have to do is apply what He's already said. If I'm fighting sickness, all I have to do is basically receive what has already been provided for me. But in order to receive, it's going to take faith. In order to have faith, I'm going to know what the Word says. It all cycles back around to the Word. Because the Word, being a doer of the Word, will give you a strong foundation, saints. I don't care what kind of yesterday. James talked about, listen, he talked about things in chapter 3. We put bits in the horse's mouth, and just that small bit, just that pressure on that horse's mouth, we could turn our horse around on a dime. Just like that. Just like the woman with the issue of blood. When she started saying things, listen, that was her turning point. And he talked about the ships. Well, Pastor Chuck, I got a big problem. Well, ship's big too, but yet that little rudder, that pilot just turns the rudder just a little bit, and that big ship starts to make a turn. See, he's talking about the tongue. The power of words. Building a strong foundation. One of the biggest parts is what you're saying. What you've been speaking. That if you don't get that down right, if you're getting up and speaking negatively, how are you going to turn the ship around? How are you going to turn that horse around? How are you going to do it if you're not putting pressure on your mouth? You're not turning. You're still in yesterday. You want to get away from yesterday. Today's a new day, right? So today I need to turn. So I start turning by putting pressure on my mouth, and I begin to speak what God says about the situation. One of my favorite, well, not favorite, but Well, I won't say that. Oops. There goes the timer. But if you can't find it in the Word, what you need, you're not going to be able to turn it, because faith cometh by hearing the good report. If you're not hearing the good report, God's report, then how are you going to receive the faith to turn your situation around? I sound like I'm repeating myself. I just feel like I have to say this over again. That word needs to come up out of you. Jesus said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, then you can ask. But no need to ask if the word's not abiding. Why is that? Because it takes faith. If the word is not abiding, then there's no faith. But if the word is abiding within the heart, now the mouth can speak, because faith is rising, faith speaking. That's all part of being a doer of the word, applying the word of God in your life. Amen. Amen. Hope you got something. Amen. It's a simple message, but yet we have to practice it. We have to practice practice applying God's word on a daily basis. I tell you, if you're fighting sickness, illness, practice the word. Put the word to work. Those scriptures ought to come up out of you automatically. If you need healing scriptures, those healing scriptures ought to be coming up. My dad used to say, when I was trying to play the acoustic, and I had a hard time, never did really play it, he said, you're too late. You shouldn't have to think about it. You know, when you're changing chords or whatever. And I was trying to keep up with him, and I was thinking too much. He goes, you're thinking. It ought to be second nature. You got to just flow with it. I can't do this. Because I had to think. And it takes practice. And I said, you know. But see, he grew up practicing daily. That's all they did. They didn't have Nintendo and some of the games, Donkey Kong, and those things are old. I don't think they play Donkey Kong anymore. Pac-Man, that was a good one. I was pretty good at Pac-Man. Why? Practice. So, saints, if you get anything tonight, practice the word. Put it into operation. Practice it. You get up, you practice the word. You walk it out. You speak the word. And that is, you're building, listen, you're building a foundation for your structure to rest on. You're building a structure, a foundation that you can build on. And when the storms do come, you're not going to be shaken off the foundation. In other words, you'll keep your joy. You'll keep your peace. Trouble comes, but you're keeping the fruit of the Spirit intact. They're not falling off. You know, like someone's shaking a tree. There goes my peace. There goes, hallelujah, there goes love. No, you won't be losing. You'll be keeping it all intact. Hallelujah.
That concludes today's message. For more information about Oasis Church, please visit myoasischurch.com. Thanks for listening.